Michael on the go here, and my fellow architect, Tariq Hamid, has been cooking something up around this thing with Skype and Cisco and stuff called Call Via Work. So I thought we'd check out and see what's going on. So let's head on in. Let me get my little badgie out here and see what he's been cooking up. Dun, 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 dun. And here we are. Hey, Tariq, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right.
What have you got going on here, man? It's like a mad scientist room.
Not really. No, it's a very simple thing.
What's so going on?
I want to talk about Call Via Work, which is a new way of integrating your existing PBX with Skype for Business Server. Right?
So taking what you got on-premise and it with Skype for Business Server.
Exactly, exactly.
Very nice.
One of the cool things about this integration is it doesn't require any SIP CSTA server, which means, like in Cisco world, you need a Cisco CUPS presence server or anything like that. It's a simple integration between the two sides. So, Call Via Work, basically, it gives you the ability to do the click to call.
Okay.
You can do instant messaging between two Skype for Business users, and when you initiate the call, basically, you're going to call your Cisco phone, it'll go off hook, make the call, and it'll integrate, it'll go to the PSTN to the destination number, and it'll join the call.
Okay.
So you can continue doing your instant messaging, your application sharing, file transfer over your Skype client, but the voice piece is going through your Cisco phone or the Avaya phone, whichever PBX phone you got.
Gotcha.
Okay. So this is the main premise around the Skype, the Call Via Work, right? And you can go to the TechNet article I posted here. You can search for Plan Call Via Work.
Plan Call Via Work. So you bing it.
Right.
Bing.
Now, how it works, it's basically, as I mentioned, it doesn't require a SIP CSTA server, which means that it's going to use your USEVA, Unified Communication Web APIs, to act as a back-to-back user agent. So that's the basic thing cooking between the Skype for Business front-end servers and the PBX side, right? It simplifies things.
Okay.
So in a quick view of the call flow, here's your Skype for Business user.
Got it.
You make the initiate the call. The first leg goes to the Skype server pool. It sends the call to the PBX. And
all right.
Then it's going to ring your existing phone. So in this case, it's going to ring this Cisco phone.
Gotcha.
Behind the scene, I have a Cisco call manager running in the lab.
Okay.
And then the second leg of the call is going to, the PBX will initiate the call to the PSTN, to the destination number, and the phone will ring.
So that's all the back end. But for the user, all they need to know is phone works.
Their phone works. And they need to dial in the numbers, right? So
gotcha.
Let's do the demonstration.
All right.
So this is my Skype for Business client, right?
Yeah.
And one of the new features with this integration comes with is called call handling. So let me actually zoom in so you can see better.
Gotcha.
So call handling will give you this feature called outgoing calls. You have to define the number. Normally, by default, it's going to show up the number of your Cisco phone or the Avaya phone.
Mm-hmm.
But you can change it. You can put your mobile number. Let's say, for example, if you're traveling, if you're in a hotel room, right? You can put your cell phone number. And then when you initiate the call from the Skype client, your cell phone will ring.
Ah.
Pick up the call. Uh-huh. And then the PBX will initiate the second leg of the call to the destination number and will join the two calls, and here you are.
Gotcha.
Right. So think of it like old Link 2010 mobile client days. If you guys know about that, you should know what I'm talking about. So in this case, the first demo, I'm using my Cisco phone number here, right?
Okay.
Right. So that's the number of the going to initiate the call from. So here I am. I'm going to make a call to my cell phone, which I am putting in right now. Okay,
so
done.
Yeah.
Done. And I'm going to initiate the call. Watch what will happen. It's going to start ringing the Cisco phone. I'm going to pick up the call, and now it's initiating the call to my cell phone. So keep watching. I will get the caller ID of my Cisco phone number, and here comes the call. I can see it. There it is.
Oh, there we go.
There it is, 203-305. Yep. Slide up, answer. Hello?
Hello?
There it is.
There it is.
And look over, So look over this client here. And
gotcha.
It shows that you dialed into a number. But
yep.
But one of the cool things you want to see is that presence. So people will look at the call.
So we can see the presence and everything
exactly.
there.
Exactly. So that's one demonstration, right?
Gotcha.
The second demonstration, I mentioned that you can change the number, the originating number, by going into the call handling.
Yeah.
And you can define any number you're calling from. And in this case, I'm going to use my cell phone as the originating number. So going back to my call handling, right? Zoom in.
Yep.
And here's my cell phone number.
Gotcha. Okay?
So again, watch this. I change that, use this number to make calls.
Yep.
So what will happen in this scenario is that the PBX will originate the call from the cell phone. I will get the ring, I'll pick up the call, and then at the same time, it's going to call the destination number and then join the two.
Gotcha. Lines.
Okay. So this is a scenario where you're traveling, you're not in the office.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So here it is. I've done that. Now I have this user, another user, logged in on the iPad.
Okay.
And this user has a valid DID number, phone number assigned. So I'm going to do the four-digit dialing, 6230, will translate to the number, and watch what will happen. The first leg of the call is going to call my cell phone, because that's the number I put in as an originating number. So right now it's going through the process. And soon, here comes a call.
There it is, yeah.
And you see the Cisco phone number here. Answer call. And now it's terminating to that user. So
they're going to get this now.
I'm hearing the dialing number, and soon you'll see the call will pop up. It's joining that leg. So give us a second here.
Okay.
It's doing all the back-end processing. So shortly you'll see it. It's still in the process. Two participants. Come on.
We're over wireless.
Over wireless. And call ended.
Oh.
So let's try one more time. When something happened. 6230. And here it goes. Call. The first leg of the call coming here soon. Here comes the call. Answer. No, it's going to ring. I'm getting a ring.
You're getting the dial. Oh, yeah. I got you. Yeah. You're getting the ring. There it is. Boom.
And I accept the call.
And there we go.
Hello.
We are talking. Over call viewer.
Over call viewer.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Awesome.
So this is a new feature of Sky for Business Server for on-premises solution. This is in addition to the direct SIP integration, which is another enterprise-wise solution. So we got two supported solutions for you, the direct SIP integration and call viewer.
So now if users or people out there in corporate land, if they are interested in learning more about how they can integrate their existing PBX with Skype server, what should they do?
First of all, they should go to the TechNet article, read about
check about
all the details, and then contact us.
Come into the MTC.
Right. If you're in the round, go to any MTC.
Talk to your Microsoft rep.
Exactly.
Microsoft rep.
Exactly. Talk to your Microsoft rep and ask about which one is the closest MTC for your location.
And come on in. Well, thank you very much.
But if you're in the Philadelphia area or in anywhere
come
in the Mid-Atlantic, come here.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Tariq.
Absolutely.
And that's it from Michael on the Go with Tariq Hamid and Call to Work.
Call via work.
Call via work. Awesome.
All right. Take care.